Welcome. I'm Pastor Lou, a Fulton Campus pastor. It's my honor just to be able to come here and worship with y'all and deliver this morning's message to you. Y'all can be seated. I'll get you standing in just a second. But I'm excited to be in the house the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Come on, somebody. Y'all full? Yeah. All right. I love Thanksgiving leftovers. I think they're great. My kids don't like it, so, well, they don't like leftovers in general, so I get more, so that's awesome for me. Well, I'm super blessed to be here with you, hence we're in there still in our series called Bless. We've kicked off Christmas at Freedom House, as you can tell by the big old Christmas tree over there. Make sure you take your picture, tag Freedom House OC, we'll post you up, it'll be awesome. But yeah, I love the Christmas season, it's awesome, but we're not done, come on, with our Bless series. We're not done with the month of November. And I always love the month of November because it gives us that perspective of just gratitude. We as believers should always be living our life in gratitude because God is good all the time. And come on, my seasoned saints up in here. All the time, God is good. That's how it goes. So I get to talk more about just the Blessed series. We're blessed, and I'm grateful. One of the things I was grateful for is our lead pastors. Come on, somebody who have stepped out in obedience to start Freedom House Church. Come on, somebody who to walk out what God was directing them to do and being led by the Spirit to allow us to come and worship God and receive breakthrough personally. I know for me personally, but also for our families. Come on, if your family has received breakthrough through Freedom House, come on, give God a praise. So we honor our lead pastors for stepping out in that. Just want to honor my family too as well. Like I said, our family received breakthrough in this house since we've been coming, and it's been a beautiful thing. And we continue to see God's blessing on our lives, and we continue to see God's blessing on our kids' lives as well. So what a beautiful thing! I honor my wife, my children. I represent them when I come up in here, and I honor you guys for being in here. Come on, and wanting to grow in your walk with God and get a word. Come on, you need in life. You need God's word in your life. My greatest advice to you is this: get as much of God's word in your life because it will truly bless your life. Amen. Amen. So today we're talking about Bless, the series, and I'm kind of, I told the morning service, I changed my message, so just let you know. So it's probably still being refined. I don't know. We'll see how it goes this service. So I told them it's either going to be long or it's going to be short, but it's going to be strong. It's going to bless you. It's going to add value to you. And it's going to grow you. It's going to grow you in how you walk out blessed. But if you need a note sheet, you can go ahead and get it. I think I'm only going to be going over one point. And so you're going to have to flip it to the back. And yeah, like I completely changed it, but I will be using one part of it. So praise the Lord and thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing that. Can I get an amen? But we're talking about blessed. We're going to be going into that. It's going to be good. The part, there's a portion of the scripture that I'm taking you to. And I'm going to be talking about, actually, I'm going to read two scriptures. One of them is in your notes, but the other one is not. The one that's in your notes, there's in the book of Thessalonians, Paul speaking to the Thessalonica, Church of Thessalonica, and he's telling them, you know, they're teaching them how to live in a certain way. And one of the things he teaches them is about giving thanks. The other part, we read about Jesus. He's doing ministry. He's blessing people. He's healing people. He's teaching people. He's preaching. Come on, Jesus is being Jesus. People are getting saved. Come on, healed, delivered, all those things. And he's on a walk. He's on route from one place to another, continuing the ministry, doing all that. The Bible says in between the regions of Samaria and Galilee, he's walking and 10 men with leprosy approach him and they meet him and they cry out to him so that they be healed. So that's where I'm where I'm going to be reading from. So I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet in honor of reading God's word as it is a custom in our house. And let me actually read you that one scripture I told you I was going to read to you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. And it reads like this. Somebody say, the Bible says. The Bible says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. You hear that quite a bit when we talk about gratitude, gratefulness, or we preach it. Giving thanks in all circumstances doesn't mean that you're giving thanks for your circumstance. You're just giving thanks through your circumstance because God is good regardless of the circumstance. Your circumstance does not determine how good God is, how powerful he is, how mighty he is, the miracle working power that he produces. Your circumstance does not control any of that. Regardless of all that that you may be going through, there is a consistency in God that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that is that he is good. So we give thanks to that. Come on, give God a clap. Now this part is not in your notes, and we're going to read out of Luke chapter 17 verse 11 through 19, and it reads like this. It says, while he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, 10 men with leprosy who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So this is the correct way to do things back then. When you were dealing with leprosy, the law was that you had to be at a distance, and then he had to cry out warning people that you were coming. In this instance, they didn't cry out warning people. They just cried out, Jesus, have mercy on us, have pity on us. They knew what they needed to do. They needed to get healed by Jesus because Jesus was operating the power of God and he was already healing people, so they heard about him. So they cried out for him from afar. The Bible says they met him, but when you're far over there, that's not really meeting, you know? Come on, somebody. They cried out and Jesus heard them. They cried out, Jesus, have mercy on us. So the Bible moves on to say, when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And they were going... as they were going, they were cleansed, meaning they were healed. Now, they cried out. Get this picture. They cried out, pretending like you're the person in the back row. If you're in the back row, come on, somebody. You're part of the illustration. They came from the back row. They're crying out. It's like the person in the background say, Pastor Louie. These people were saying, Jesus, Jesus, heal us. So he saw them, and he tells them to go and do something else. He tells them to take action and get healed. And this is very important. I shared this in the earlier service, and I'm going to share it here with you because many of you come and you say, Jesus, Jesus, I need a word. Jesus, Jesus, I need more of your presence. Jesus, I need more of you. And Jesus has given you an action to do. He's given you a word to go do something, but yet you're still waiting, but it's in the doing that you're going to receive your cleansing and your healing. And I said this in the earlier service too, is like if the Holy Spirit asked me to change anything, it was for someone right there. Just do what God is telling you to do, and you will see your healing. You will see your blessing. Amen? Now, one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. So he glorified God with a loud voice. He was loud. He was already loud because they were crying out for him. But he got loud, glorifying God, just like we get loud when we glorify God. We praise him. We worship him. And he fell on his face, at his feet, at the feet of Jesus, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. But Jesus responded and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but the 9, where are they? Where are the other 9? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except the foreigner? And he said to him, stand up and go, your faith has made you well. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just thank you for your word. Your word is anointed. Your word is blessed, Father, so we receive everything that you want to speak through it. Lord, use me as your vessel, as your conduit of your spirit. Father, not my will, but your will. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts, Lord. But you work in this message, Father. You changed it for a reason, so change the hearts to hear what you have to say to them, Father. May salvation come to your house. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, go ahead, give your neighbor a high five. Go ahead, sit down. Title of the message, I know on the front it says walking in blessing, but on the back you could put leading with thanks, leading with thanks. Like I said, it did get changed, but I will be unpacking one point to you. But talking about just leading with thanks, just talking about Thanksgiving. You heard my wife; she came up here. She received the offering during our generosity portion of the time, portion of the service, and she talked about just Thanksgiving, you know, and how a few years ago we changed things. I was talking to her. I say, we change things. She says, I didn't change nothing. You changed it. You said. She's absolutely right. We remember things different because I know we're in unity. Come on, somebody. So we did it together. But we changed things. And a part of that, you heard her perspective on it and her view of it was that she had to learn everything. And my wife's good at learning. I mean, she's so good that the good is so good. Come on, somebody. Thanksgiving was amazing. Thank you, my love. So it was great. Come on, clap it up for my wife. Come on, she did amazing. But she had to learn all that stuff. One of the vision behind all that was that we were always going places. We were all bringing out the sides or the sodas. Shout out to all those that bring the sides and the sodas and all that stuff. Come on, you're awesome as well. Amen. Come on, you're a blessing as well. But let me tell you, there's another level of blessing when you start hosting it at your house. Come on, somebody. And that was the whole vision behind it, man. We wanted to host, or I wanted to host. I'll correct my language for my wife. I wanted to have Thanksgiving at our house because I wanted our family to have its own tradition because we were always going house to house or what have you, Christmas, Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, I wanted people to come over. Not for the sake of the present, but for the sake of the future, because my vision was that when my children get married and they have their kids, they come on over to the house for Thanksgiving. That's why we did it. That's what's the whole purpose behind it. So kids, take note. You're coming over with your family in Jesus' name for Thanksgiving. Tell your spouses. But that's what it was. So when we did it, you also heard her say that she had to learn things. And the blessing of having Thanksgiving is awesome. It's amazing at the house, but there's also work behind it. We're all those that host Thanksgiving at their house. The work, come on, say amen. You know there's work behind it. There's work behind it. My wife was talking to you about the food they had to make, but there's also work in the cleaning because that's my department right there, the cleaning and setting up. And there's work behind it. And it's very easy to get lost in the blessing and get caught up in the work, and then the work just becomes a burden when it all started with it being a blessing. So, matter, life is the same way. You can get caught up in whatever you are believing for. You get the blessing, you receive it, but then the blessing is never without responsibility. Can I get an amen? So, what you get blessed with, there's a responsibility, stewardship that God expects out of you that you are to carry. So being blessed is one thing, but walking in blessing is another, and stewarding that blessing is another thing as well. When you steward your blessing, you're walking in your blessing well. So if it feels like work sometimes, then you're walking in blessing well. Can I get an amen? So the only way, though, that I found that in order to give to view your blessing, like our Thanksgiving thing here, we hosted, to as a blessing always in the midst of all the work, so it doesn't look like burden, is always to lead with thanks and to lead with gratefulness. So whatever blessing you have, you always got to know, you got to lead with thanks, you got to lead with gratefulness, because there's a responsibility to it and there's a work to it. And sometimes the work is just too much more for you and more than what you saw it in the beginning, which was a blessing, and now it's just become a burden. Can I get a shout from all those that said, God, I was believing for a man, come on, in my relationship, and now it's my relationship is work. Come on. Relationship is work. Y'all see the fairy tales on the movies, but relationship is work no matter what. No matter what. You believing for a job. You get your job, say, God, you're my provider. I've been believing for a job, and now I got a job. And now you got the job that you've been blessed with, the one that you testified about, the one that like, hey, Pastor Louis, I got my job. Hey, Pastor Cy, I got, and you're just telling the connect group, I got it. But now you're dreading the job because you got all this responsibility and you got all this work. And now the blessing of your job just seems like a burden. But the way to fix that, though, and this is the reason why I came to this scripture, is because you got to lead with thanks in order to continue to see your blessing as a blessing. Because every blessing God gives you is always going to come with some work behind it, some stewardship behind it. And if you're not careful, it's going to lead into becoming a burden if you don't view it as a blessing. Now, the key to keep your blessing from turning into burden is to be grateful. So here's my first point that I'm going to give you. The point, this one is on the message outline. And number one is to give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So you have to understand, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. For every good and perfect thing comes from the Father above. So everything good in your life comes from him. So you are blessed. Somebody say, I am blessed. You have to understand that this is who you are. You are people of God, and the people of God are blessed. Because if you weren't blessed, what would that say about the Father that you serve in heaven? Come on, somebody. But people sometimes, we as believers, can misconstrue that us being blessed means that we don't have to go through situations. We don't have to go through trials. We all go through trials. We all go through situations. We all go through hardships. We all go through things in life that cause us to feel overwhelmed. But the difference between a believer, someone who's in Christ, and someone who's not, is that we get to go through it blessed, because you are blessed. Amen? Now, in that, no matter the circumstance, you heard me say that a little bit earlier, no matter the circumstance, God is always good. He's always faithful. Nothing's going to change that. So we are to give thanks through our circumstances, thanks through our situation, and know that as we give thanks, this is not just something that we do when we remember. This is not just something we do at the Thanksgiving table. This is not something that we do whenever we think about it. This is something that we do because it is the will for us in Christ Jesus to do. God's will for your life is to give thanks and to lead your life with gratitude. You are to lead with gratitude always. And when you lead with gratitude always, you lead your life of blessing well, because you'll carry the blessing well, you'll work the blessing well, you'll steward the blessing well. So you are to lead in that way. Going back to this man who's one of the men with leprosy, he came back and he gave thanks. The Bible says that he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He threw himself in thanks because he got healed. He was made whole again in Christ Jesus. He thanked them. He went on a word. Jesus gave him a word, so he was obedient. Come on, somebody. Obedience will lead to healing. You better believe that, because obedience releases blessing. Remember that. That's a principle we teach all the time, or it's in the underlines of every message, message we give through receiving an offering, all that obedience releases blessings. So he went out in obedience on a word. Jesus didn't come over there and touch the gentleman. He didn't go over there and walked halfway to even meet him. He just yelled back at them and told them to go, and he went. And as he went, he started to receive his healing, because as we go, we start to receive our healing. And as he started receiving his healing, he noticed that he was healed. So we came back and turned back. Man, it's good that God told me to be obedient. I'm going to do that. But you know what? This is God in the flesh. Jesus, let me go back and give thanks. This is important, because with our gratitude, you will not be able to walk in a blessing. Instead, you will just get comfortable in it. Whenever you sit in a place for a long time, I don't know if this is you, but this is me. If I sit in a certain place for a long time, and it's like, no matter how comfortable the seat is, I tend to need to stand up. Is anybody that the same way? You get comfortable, you sit in the, you know, a nice comfortable seat, but then if you're there forever, you're like, man, I just need to stand up and walk around. I'm out here, you know, on staff and just throughout the week, and I can't just sit, you know, in my desk too long, because I have a good comfortable seat, but I just got to get up sometimes. It's comfortable. It's a blessing sitting there, but I got to get up. And blessing's the same way. Sometimes we just want to sit in it. Sit in it, but the sitting in it is just counterintuitive to what God created the blessing for us to be. The blessing for us to be was so that we can be a blessing to others. Let me read you this scripture. This was actually in the outline too. Genesis 12, 2-3 says, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Turn to your neighbor, tell them, you will be a blessing. Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So there's people that are supposed to be blessed through you. So you're like, if you're the believer, like, man, I love you, but I want to take your level of understanding of blessing just to greater heights. If you're just one that just wants to receive blessing, I come here on Sunday, I'm going to receive blessing on Wednesday or online, I just want to receive, that's all I want is to receive, you are eventually going to get uncomfortable. uncomfortable. You eventually are going to get agitated. You're eventually going to consider this to be even a burden because you're just sitting in it. And when you sit too long, you develop an uneasiness about being in the blessing. But it all starts with your gratefulness. When you're grateful, it leads you to action. And when you're not grateful, it leads you to sitting in the blessing. Sitting in the blessing. Now, he threw himself at Jesus' feet. He thanked them. He did all that. And it's important for us because we got to lead with thankfulness. And we can't just sit in our blessing. Most believers receive the blessing of God and become comfortable in it. That's true. You know, at times, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I've done that as well. But in the same story, the man being healed of leprosy, I want you to know that there was nine that were he also healed. The other nine got healed. They left. But the one that noticed came back. And Jesus asked about the other nine. He goes, Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? The others were comfortable because they were not foreigners. Meaning the Samaritan, you got to know the Samaritan and Jews, they were not people that actually congregated together, that came together. They were at odds with one another. So the Samaritan came back. The foreigner came back. The foreigner was not comfortable with the blessing of God or even knowing that he was a child of God or he was one of the people of God, the chosen. He wasn't that. He wasn't that at all. So for him, he never got comfortable in the fact like, man, I'm supposed to be blessed because I am a Jew. The others, they probably didn't come back because they probably realized we are Jews, so we're supposed to be blessed. So yeah, we should receive our healing. So they kept going. But the foreigner who did not sit in comfort came back and praise God and praise them loudly and thank them for everything that he did for him in healing him. And in doing so, God turns to him and tells him, your faith has made you whole. Now, and he tells them to go. He tells them to go. He wasn't comfortable. Comfort is always the trap of blessing. Comfort is always the trap of blessing. And I want you to know that too. Know that because you can get comfortable in blessing. I'm going to unpack that a little bit more in just a second. But you should never be so comfortable that you're solely sitting in it and you're not working it. There's a couple things that I see in the scriptures, two things. We should have an expectation on God. So they yelled out, Jesus, Jesus, heal us, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. They yelled it out. So there was an expectation about Jesus, the Son of God, to produce a healing in their life. So they had that expectation. And we as believers should always have an expectation that God to heal us, to bless us, to do something because he's a good God. Not because we're selfish, but because there's an expectation that God wants us to live with that we place on him. But the other thing that I see here is that there's an expectation that God places on us, that Jesus places on us. How do I know this? Because he asked about the other nine. Why didn't they come back to give thanks? Where were they? Were they not cleansed also? Where are the other nine? Jesus is acting about the other nine because we as believers have an expectation by him to live in gratitude for the things that he does with us, for us, through us. So we are to have gratitude always and lead with gratitude. If you're not giving him thanks, then you are letting down his expectation. So it's not just when you remember, it's not just when you think about it, it's always. It should be ingrained to you that you lead with thanksgiving. And when you lead with thanksgiving, then you can lead with blessing. Because once you get comfortable and you start expecting blessing, and you start expecting blessing instead of being a blessing. But when you lead with thanks, it stirs you to action. It produces a something within you that's grateful that you want to see more of it, and you want to see others experience it. Hence, you being a blessing. Can I get an amen? In my walk with God, I have realized something very real and true, and that is this: that the more focused you are on being a blessing, the more blessed you will become. The more focused you are on being a blessing, the more blessed you will become. I find that blessing and comfort blessing is not the issue for people. It's not. It's definitely not. You know, everybody wants to be blessed. That's what you come to serve. Come to church and serve. Come on, somebody. You come to be blessed. You want to be blessed by God. And then that's not a selfish thing. You are blessed people. Now, when you start acting selfishly, that's something else. But you want to be blessed. Like, I came to church. Who came to Sunday at church so they weren't blessed, right? Come on. Somebody, you guys aren't sitting in the seats and looking online because you don't want to be blessed. I want to hear a word that does not bless me. Come on. Nobody does that. You want to be blessed, and that's good. But that blessing is to drive you to be a blessing to others. Now, comfort is a big thing, though. So when you think about blessing, you should be comfortable about being blessed and being a child of God and a child of blessing. You should be comfortable with that. But I believe the perception of what comfort is very different from God's perception to our perception. Can I get amen? I mean, you know, his ways are higher than our thoughts and all that. You know, like, it's just, we just can't match up to him sometimes. Or all the time, I should say. But sometimes we might get it right on, you know, what direction he wants us to go or wants us to do and stuff like that. But comfort is very different. So what we see as comfort, you know, when it comes to the blessing of God, most of us want to be comfortable. And what we see as comfort is just, you know, for me, like at home, I like to be comfortable. I sit down on the couch watching football right now because football season, there's some games going on. Don't check the scores right now. Don't do it. I like to watch, but I find out the longer I sit down, the longer I want to stay. The longer I stay, then I start to get uncomfortable. But I also find that when I get up and I start doing things around the house, like my, you know, I'm sitting down, my wife calls me from, you know, she's watching her show on in the room or something, and she's like, she needs more ice and water. So I need more ice and water. When I get up and I go to bless her and get her some ice, I feel blessed because I bless my wife. But then it leads me to do other things, and it leads me to adding, you know, taking out the trash or something. It just, I feel more productive, and I feel like I've given more value. And I always tell this to my kids. I say, what value have you added to the house today? Because we, as children, like not just the parents, but as children, we're to add value to the house. And I believe God says that to us as well. Like, how are you adding the value to the house today? How are you adding value to the house this month? Freedom House, I'm talking to you. How are you adding value? You know, some of us think this as just comfort as just something that, you know, we sit in and that's it. That's our idea of comfort. So I have this chair right here, and I brought it on purpose because I wanted to illustrate this point to you, is that we think that this is comfort and blessing. Like, we got blessed. We're people. We're supposed to sit down in the comfort of blessing all day and all night, and I'm good. But the very thing about blessing is that blessing is action. You are to be a blessing, and others are be a blessing. You are to bless others through you, through your life. But that cannot happen if you're always sitting on your blessing. Blessing is responsibility. Blessing is work. And when the blessing will force you to work. You've been blessed. You've been blessed. If God's blessed you with a home and God's blessed you with a big living room, and we start going into connect group season, come on, somebody. You're going to feel the tension of like, man, I can do this, but I don't want to because I'm blessed by myself in my home. You've been blessed with a raise. Come on, praise God if God gave you a raise. Come on, somebody. You might have used your skills and work and all that stuff, but it was God that did it. Then now the tension is going to be the blessing of stewarding that into generosity. God's going to bless you to do that. And you're going to feel it. But when you sit in it and you feel the tension, it starts to feel burdensome because you're just sitting in it, and that's it. And like, you're not supposed to. So we think that comfort is just sitting in it. But everything that the Bible teaches is about action. So I don't believe that comfort, when God looks at it, when it comes to blessing, that you're supposed to just sit in it. You're supposed to be active in it. So what I believe that is comfort, according to God, when it comes to blessing, this is an analogy now, okay? So I'm not saying God told me this, it was like this. But this is how I picture it, is that you're supposed to get yourself some comfortable shoes. Come on, somebody. You get some comfortable. These shoes are comfortable. These are my shoes. I'm going to put them on right now. I took them to Disneyland. I was there all day with them, and they were comfortable. It was a blessing being at Disneyland, but Disneyland can be work. But I was comfortable in my blessing because I had some comfortable shoes walking in my blessing. Can I get amen? So what we think is sitting as comfort, that's supposed to be us. We're supposed to be doing that. I said, no. The blessing of God on your life is so that you are comfortable in living it, but comfortable in acting in it. So it's not about sitting it. It's about getting some comfortable things so that as you walk it out as comfortable shoes, you're walking in comfort of the blessing of God on your life while you're being a blessing to others. But we can never get to this point if we don't lead through thanksgiving. We don't lead through thanks, because if we have no thanks, if we have no gratitude, then all we're going to do is just sit in the blessing until we get burdened and then until we get tired and it leads us to get up and then look for the next blessing, and then we have to go ahead and get that blessing and then we sit back down. The more you focus on being a blessing, the more you will see blessing come your way. So my advice to you, church, my wisdom for you and what I've learned is get yourself some comfortable shoes. Come on, somebody. Get to walking, get to doing, get to being a blessing, and you will see the blessing of God on your life. But before you even get here, you got to get to thanks. Because if you don't or aren't thankful to God for what he has done for you, or forget what he's done for you, for who he is, you're going to have a very hard time being a blessing. This man, 1 out of 10, was uncomfortable with the blessing, but he got the blessing. He realized, you know what, I got to lead with thankfulness. I got to believe as he came back to Jesus, Jesus told him, your faith has made you well. He told him, go. Jesus didn't tell him to stay with him. He didn't tell him to stay with him. He said, stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. Stand up and go. He told him to go. But the going, the action of going, and we don't read to see what else he went to go on do. But I got to think, because what I see whenever somebody gets healed in here or receives breakthrough in here, they go tell people about it. Come on, how many of y'all been healed? How many of y'all received some breakthrough? And how many of y'all told somebody about it? How many found Freedom House Church and you're like, you know what? You told some people about it because you know the presence of God is here. You know the Holy Spirit is here. You know God is moving here and you invited people to church. How many of y'all know that God has moved in your life and you cannot stop testifying about the goodness of God in your life? So I'm assuming he went and did what he was supposed to do. So he walked out in blessing even that much more. And I'm imagining that Samaritan, that foreigner, the one who wasn't comfortable, didn't see his blessing as something to be comfortable sitting in, went out and saw it as something to be walking in and leading his life in. Every one of us, we are to lead our life in this manner. Lead our life in this manner. Walking in blessing, but through thanksgiving. It stirs us to action. For him, we don't see what action steps you got, but I know what action steps we have to offer you here. Serving is one of them. And serving, if you need help with that, we have Growth Track where you can get the Growth Track and you can learn your gifts and talents and where we can place you. You can be placed in the house of God. And the other is generosity. Serving and generosity. How are you blessed to be a blessing? You serve people, you're generous towards the things of God. Because when you're generous towards the things of God, people will be blessed. We're going to Anaheim, down the street from Disneyland, where we're acquiring 5 acres of land, taking back 5 acres of territory that the enemy stole. Come on, somebody. The enemy is taking, we're taking it back. Not for the glory of Freedom House, but for the glory of God, so that others just like yourselves can receive blessing, healing, and breakthrough with the mentality, though, that we are to be a blessing to others. That is why we're doing it, so others can come to salvation. We're not doing this so that we can just sit in blessing and look at what we're doing. That's awesome. This is a blessing. This building. No, there's more people to be reached. There's more people to get saved. There's more people that need to be healed and more communities that need to be restored and more states to be turned back to the house of God. Come on, turn to God more. But that cannot be done if you're not walking in blessing and you're not walking to be a blessing. So this is what I want to do. I have a few minutes left with you. I'm going to have everybody stand to your feet. Go ahead and stand to your feet because we're going to end right now. Worship is going to go in just a second, and I'm going to do an altar call. And this is for those of you that you're in here like, man, First is just gratitude. Like, I just need to walk with gratitude. I know I've been blessed, but I've been sitting in my blessing, and I did not realize that I need to be grateful on the daily, grateful on the hour, on the minute. And I just want to raise my level of gratitude. Some of you are like, I am grateful. More power to you. Come on, somebody. You got it then. But if you want in, you're in here, and you want to just raise the level of your gratitude so that you can be that blessing and steward it well, then I want you to raise your hand on the count of three. One, two, three. Hands going up all over the place. Gratitude. When you lead with gratitude, you start stewarding your blessing well. You'll see the difference from sitting to walking it out. And then you'll see more blessing come. There's a revelation that I believe God wants to give to each and every single one of you as you continue to, as you walk in blessing. But the revelation will not start until you actually start walking in blessing. Getting up out of the comfort zone of just being blessed, but going into the comfort zone of walking with the blessing on your life so that you can be a blessing to others. Some of you, the blessing is waiting on the other side. Some of you, you're like, you haven't served because you feel like, man, I'm too busy. The reason God is calling you to serve is because you are busy. God doesn't give things to people who aren't busy. And there's a stewardship in that. And then the Bible tells us as you refresh others, you yourself will be refreshed. So no matter how busy you think you are, when you start serving God and being a blessing to others, then you will see God just bless you more and give you strength, give you joy, give you peace. He'll just give you more. There's a revelation in serving that you'll never get from sitting. You'll never receive the revelation through serving, because when you serve, that's when you become more like Jesus and you start seeing yourself, the very thing that you've been praying for. You're like, man, I want to be like this, this, and this, which, and ultimately you're just trying to be more like Jesus, and that's what you're praying for. But you're when you step into serving, you'll start seeing that answered, because you start being more selfless, you start being more of a blessing, and you'll start seeing your life transform in that. Being a blessing. God wants you to be a blessing. Father in heaven, just put your hands out. Let me pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you for every single person that is in this place. They've raised their hands and they just want to be more grateful, Father. They know they are blessed, but they don't want to sit in blessing. They don't want to get too comfortable in it. They want to walk in blessing. They want to walk in blessing. Father, I pray you give them the strength needed. I pray you give them everything that's needed, Father God, in this moment, Lord, to take that first step. Your word says that the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. So, Father, I pray for that first step, because I know that first step is always going to lead to that second, and that second, that third. And by the end of it all, or the journey that they're on, because the only end is when we get to heaven, Father, the journey that they're on, it just, everything just compounds to some of the biggest blessings that they've ever received in their life, that surpasses their understanding, their imagination, surpasses their expectation of what you've been doing in their life. For some of them, Father God, them being a blessing, they've been blessed financially, and we're in a moment of just sowing, Father God, sowing. And I pray, Father God, that you give them the faith to sow, because that is how you want them to be a blessing. You ask us to be a blessing, to serve people and to be generous towards people, Father. So, Lord, may you give them the faith to say, you know what? I am going to give more. I am going to fulfill my legacy offering on December 10th. I am going to bring my tithe and go above and beyond, Lord. I'm going to do all those things because I don't want to sit in my blessing. I don't want to look at it as a burden. I want to look at it as something more and see more blessing come into my life. Father, may you fill them with your Holy Spirit right now to confirm who they are in Christ. They are the people of God, your children, that are to walk and be a blessing to others, Lord. Thank you that you look at us and not, you don't withhold blessing, but you give blessing, Father. Thank you that you look at us, Father God, and you see something more. You look at us with expectation. I said that earlier, Father God, that there's an expectation that you look at us with to bring forth thanksgiving, but there's also greater expectation that says you give us a hope, a plan, and a future for our life, Father, to live, Father, in the manner that you've always called us to live, a life of freedom in Christ. a life empowered by your Holy Spirit, a life full of joy, full of peace, full of everything that you have for us, Lord. Speak to your people now, Lord Jesus. Speak to them now. Speak to them now. Speak to them now. You redirected this message for me, Father God, so that they can hear the very voice and the very words that you want them to hear out of your word, Lord Jesus. Now may you finish the rest, Father. Finish the rest right now in this moment. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Continue to move. And as we sing this out, Lord, Holy Spirit, move even deeper, move even more, change hearts, change minds, break habits, break things and mold and shape and bring people into the true form of what they're to be and who they are to be, which is to be a people that are blessed, but blessed to be a blessing. Move in this place, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Oh, we praise you. We lead with gratitude and thanksgiving. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thanks so much for watching our service at Freedom House OC. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It's always my honor, my wife's honor to bring you God's word. And I know that God's best is in your future. Make sure to share, click the bell icon so you're always up to date when new content comes out, because we want to be a blessing to your life. We want this channel to be a channel that feeds your future and leads you closer to God. Hey, we love you. God bless.